Harper Audio presents Autobiography, a classic car, an outlaw motorhead, and 57 years of the American dream, by Earl Swift, read by Gregory Itzen. Part 1. Drives Like a Dream. Chapter 1. Behold Tommy Arney, 6'1", 240, biceps big as most men's thighs, and displayed to maximum effect in the black wife-beater that is his warm-weather fashion essential. Thick neck, goatee, hair trimmed tight on the sides into a broom-like inch on top, having grown too thin to facilitate the lush mullet he favored for the better part of 2 decades. Big, calloused mitts, roughened by wrench-turning and car-towing and several hundred applications of blunt-force trauma, of which dozens resulted in his arrest. Self-applied 4-dot tattoo on his left wrist, signifying his years as guest of the state. A belly nourished by beer, whiskey, Rumpelmans, and buckets of both Eau Cuisine and Buffalo Chicken Wings. Of the latter, 72 at one sitting. But ameliorated by excellent posture, he leads with his chest, shoulders thrown rearward, daring the world to take a swing at him. Few scars, considering. Under his right arm is the ghost of a surgery he endured without general anesthesia, its healing compromised when, a few hours after he was wheeled from the OR, he snuck out of the hospital for a beer at a nearby strip club, got into a fight, and reopened the incision in such a manner that he drenched himself, the club, and a neighboring 7-Eleven in blood. Point of information, he owned the strip club. On his skull, a dent wrought by repeated blows with a heavy stick of lumber. 2 breaks in the bones of his nose, and here and there, faded nicks recalling a melee outside a Norfolk, Virginia sailor bar, during which he says he warned away an advancing canine cop by hollering, "Don't set that dog on me or I'll fuck up your dog," then made good on the threat by clamping his beefy hands around the charging animal's neck, squeezing until it passed out, and beating the cop with his own German shepherd. Speaking of which, he can be intemperate with the language. He once announced in court that if it were up to him, the opposing counsel would be executed. "I like to fucking cuss," he said while introducing a buddy, "but this motherfucker, he fucking cusses like a motherfucker." He called one municipal attorney on whose good graces he relied a stupid motherfucking cunt. Then, having had time to reconsider, told her, "I'm sorry I called you a stupid motherfucking cunt." In the 20 years since I first met Tommy Arney, I've heard many labels applied to him. Crazy, brash, a rough customer, charming, funny, shrewd. A case could be made for any and all of them, to which I'd add, a scholar. He has devoted more than 30 years to study in his field. His expertise is such that people come hundreds of miles to tap it. He is a historian, a curator of memories, a student of America's popular culture in the mid-20th century. Though, admittedly, that is not the first thing most people notice about him. A Friday in September 2010 in Moyock, North Carolina, a roadside burg that hugs the Virginia line, tattoo parlors, discount cigarette joints, prefab warehouses, and, hard to miss, Arnie's place, Moyock Muscle, a scrubby 5 acres crowded with roughly 400 old cars. Most aren't much to look at. A few restored classics gleam in Moyock Muscle's showroom, which occupies the front half of an oversized Quonset hut on the property's southern edge. Corvette Stingrays, a couple of Chevy coupes from the mid-30s, a souped-up blaze orange Nova. But the real trade is in project cars. Beaters, some little more than rust-brown skeletons, sought by motorheads looking to stay busy for a few hundred weekends. This particular afternoon finds Arnie in the showroom office, eating lunch with members of his regular crew. He's known Skinhead, his right hand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?